Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Thalian Association Community Theater is delighted to present the country musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Here to tell us all about it is Deborah Gillingham, who is directing and choreographing the show, and Brent Stimmel of the Brent Stimmel Band, whose group is in the show, and we'll hear all about it. So thank you, Brent, and thank you, Deborah, for coming in today.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Deborah, tell us about this musical, how it got started and where it went, and now it's here, and kind of give us an overview.
This is a product of the early 80s, and a group of performing artists, musicians, composers, lyricists all got together and put this piece together. It was two women and four men, and they just wanted to create something different. And they composed all of the music and wrote the lyrics. Mr. Jim Wan was responsible for a majority of it, but the women also came in, and the gentlemen. So everybody had their input in, and then they all performed the piece as well. It started off its life in off-Broadway, then moved to Broadway, and it had like a 16-month run on Broadway. It was very successful, and it had a revival in Chicago that ran for like 4 or 5 years. It was one of the longest running musicals, but it's almost a country music review of sorts. It's about four good old boys from Frog Level, North Carolina,
which is Frog Level,
right near Smyrna.
It's out in
western North Carolina, out near Asheville, and they run a gas station together. And then there's two sisters, Retta and Prudy Cup, who run the Double Cup Diner across the street. And so it's all about their interaction. They've all lived in the area for a long time and known each other all their lives. The boys are the band. We've got two guitars, bass guitar, piano, and then the girls do all the percussion. And it's not necessarily standard percussion. They do pots and pans and spoons and food grater and all kinds of things. So there's lots of variety in the show.
Now, what's the name of the two girls that run the diner?
Retta and Prudy Cup.
Prudy Cup.
Yes.
And Retta.
Yep. And then we've got Jim and LM own the gas station, and Brent plays LM. And then we have Eddie and Jackson, who also work there.
Now, when is it set? Is there a particular time
frame? We have left it set in the early 80s because they make some musical references to artists of that time period. George Jones and Tammy Wynette. And the music encompasses a big cross section. It has country, it has rock and roll, it has kind of calypso, it has funk, it has gospel. There's a little bit of everything. And, you know, the actors have their hands full because they are the band, they are the vocalists, they have staging, lots of storytelling to do. So
Brent Stimmel is here as well with the Brent, well, not the whole Brent Stimmel band right now, but Brent is here. And you're in the show and you have a character in the show and you're leading your band. Tell us about the Brent Stimmel band, who they are on a daily basis when they aren't on stage for Thalian Association.
Sure. We are a local band, and we play around at the local restaurants and establishments here in town. We recently did a segment on Soup to Nuts here on WHQR, so I'm excited to be back here today.
Good. Now, what kind of music do you guys generally play?
We generally play a mix of country, and we do some funk music as well. The music in the play is a pretty good fit for our band. I mean, our voices really is kind of exactly how we sound when we are out performing around town.
That's good. I was worried you guys might be a rock band and you're having to learn a whole new genre.
No, heavy metal, no.
Good. No heavy metal, good. So this is home ground for you.
Absolutely.
Now, how have you and who else is in the band, first of all?
Leslie Britt is our lead guitarist, and then Nick Lober is our bass player. We also have a drummer named Luke Wilson, but he's not in the show. Just the three of us doing the Pump Boys show.
All right. Now, what has it been like for the three of you to be actors as well as musicians?
It's been a challenge. We none of us have any acting experience, so this is our first. Deborah's done a great job with keeping us on track and showing us how to do. I think she said to us when we first accepted the part that you sing pretty, and I'll teach you the acting part. So, and she's done an excellent job. You know, it turns out the music has actually been the more challenging part. The acting is difficult because it's new, but it's mostly a musical review, and it's just a lot of songs and some really dynamic changes in the types of music, and it's been a challenge for us.
Let's hear a little bit of music from the show now. Now, Deborah, what is this track we're going to hear?
This is the opening number. It's called Highway 57, and that's where all this action takes place.
All righty.
Highway 57, the place where I was born, right down the road a piece to the sound. sound of a car horn. Got no use for the big town. Too many strings attached to strings. I belong to the highway and what the highway brings. Oh, yeah. Well, I run this gas station with my partner, L.M. We've been 9 years together. That's him. We call ourselves the Pump Boys. L.M. and Jim. Say something, L.M.
Well, we've had our ups and downs, but it's all right working with Jim.
Come on in, Jim. What you say, L.M.?
How about some coffee? You make it so good.
Now, boys, have you been eating like you should?
Ain't been to the diner in a day or two.
Music from Pump Boys and Dinettes, though I understand that although this recording is a lot of fun, the local band, the Brent Stimmel Band that's in the show, they're even better than that. So it sounds great. And the show opens Thursday night, this Thursday, and it runs Thursday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. And then next weekend as well, Thursday through Sunday, on Thalian Hall's main stage. I'll give you ticket information in just a moment. I have Deborah Gillingham, who's here. She's the director and choreographer, and Brent Stimmel of the Brent Stimmel Band. Two of his band members are with him on stage in the show. I understand that the show was nominated for Tony and Drama Desk Awards as the best musical in 1982. So it probably had a good run in community theaters and regional theaters.
Correct.
All around the country.
Right.
Deborah, you have a bit of a history with this show.
I do. I have traveled down that road 3 times back in the early 90s, back when I was living in Southwest Virginia. It was just a joy, and I've been trying to get this show on somebody's season here in Wilmington ever since I've lived here in 2000. So I am so thrilled. It's one of my favorites, and it's a very personal show for me. So I'm loving seeing what's happening up there on stage. And let me just say, you know, for newbies, Brent and Nick and Les are doing a great job. They're really out of their comfort zone in trying to do all this. But the chemistry that we gain from having them as both musicians and knowing each other is really valuable. Plus, they also knew Michael Loricello, who plays the other gentleman in the gas station who plays piano. So they get along great, and our two ladies, Amanda Hunter and Rasa Love, are doing a fantastic job. And so they all have a really nice chemistry on stage. So it works really, really well.
This would be a very hard show to cast if you didn't have access to a ready-made group like the Brent Stimmel Band.
Right.
That's terrific that
right.
You were able to
yeah.
pull them in. And
well, it is. It's definitely a bonus. Now, when I did the show before in the 90s, we had 3 guys that were like, we had a doctor and a chiropractor and a banker that all came in and did stuff. And so that was a challenge in its own right. But this has been really helpful because they are all such good musicians. So.
Do y'all play full-time, Brent?
We play pretty much every weekend somewhere in town or the local area for the most part.
But you got some day jobs.
We all have day jobs, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that in this
it
town.
It is like that.
But that's good. I'm glad you guys are keeping busy. Now, let's see. Oh, choreography. Is there any real dancing or just stage
There's
movement?
A little bit. They all go down to Will's place and put on their drinking shoes. So we have a little bit of foot action going during that song. But a lot of it, the music, they tell stories of their lives as they weave things together. It's about fun and friendship and good old boy pastimes such as fishing and sisterhood. But you know, so they tell all these things. It's all very personal stories and songs and vignettes, and they're loosely tied together by dialogue, which Jim is the narrator of the piece, really.
Wow.
So he kind of ties everything together. But it's a lovely mixture of music and storytelling, and I think that's one reason I love it so much. It's so personal, and I think everybody that comes to the audience will really relate it. Plus, there is a raffle, so the audience might get to win themselves something.
Ooh.
I'm not going to give away what
okay,
the big
yeah, don't
prize
tell
is.
Don't tell
but
them.
It has something to do with the motto that we've established. It's, hey, y'all, high octane music and pie.
I have to ask you one more question before we wrap things up. Jonathan Barber is your musical director.
Yes.
What role has Jonathan had? Because you've got a ready-made band, but you are adding some other musicians in and...
Well, we have 3 members of a ready-made band, and we have to tie in the piano and then the girls with all their percussion.
Gotcha.
So the music isn't your standard 8-measure phrasing. There's lots of different cadences and feels, and they all segue in and out of the dialogue. So he's been really important in trying to have the ear out there and teach. And there's lots of harmonies, so people have to learn all this intricate music as well.
And we're not traditionally trained musicians, so we could have not gotten through this without Jonathan's help. I mean, we play what we play, and
we
desperately need Jonathan.
But we also have a fantastic set design. The stage is sort of schizophrenic in that sense. It's part gas station and part diner,
okay.
But it looks great.
That's great. As a by-ear musician myself, I have relied on Jonathan Barber in the past.
Yes.
Because he's fine with whatever level of musicianship or not
that
you have, and he'll just get you right through it.
Yes,
so that's great. The show's called Pump Boys and Dinettes. Deborah Gillingham, the director and choreographer, has been with us. And Brent Stimmel, the Brent Stimmel Band, who you will see on stage. The show opens Thursday night, runs Thursday through Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3, for 2 weekends. And it's on Thalian Hall's main stage. For tickets, call 910-632-2285 or go to thalian.org. Thank you both so much for coming in today. This was fun.
Thank you. Y'all
thanks
come.
For having us.
Okay, y'all come. And I want some pie.
You'll get some.
All right, sounds good.